Armadoxy for today, How Stone Talks. Messages come in different forms and in different formats. Text gets wrapped in SMS code, a letter in an envelope, lessons by books or lectures, and words from God are communicated by angels. A quick scan of the Armenian landscape reveals messages in stone, known as khachkar. The word literally means cross stone. Some of these khachkars represent a work of a lifetime. Monks of the past would dedicate their entire life to carving, etching, preparing, and presenting a khachkar in intricate detail. They are beautifully and delicately carved out of stone. The hard rock is unforgiving, leaving no room for mistake. At the Serpos Revontians Armenian Cathedral in Burbank, khachkars decorate the walkways and outer walls of the building. I've watched the master carver work on these khachkars and have wondered if they carve the image into the stone, or is it possible that the stone already contained this spiritual gem inside, and the craft of the artist is to unveil it? Khachkars in Armenia are found surrounding monasteries and churches. Most are several hundred years old, and some from the early centuries of the Christian church in Armenia. Most of the older stones tell a story, and there is an art to reading them. From the top of the khachkar, we might see a glimpse of heaven in the decoration, followed by a large cross, the symbol of Jesus Christ, connecting heaven to the images of earth at the bottom of the stone. Hence, the stone reads as a message of human existence. The cross, the centerpiece of the khachkar, is the bridge. Jesus Christ, the bridge between heaven and earth. Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily. The cross, as the bridge between heaven and earth, is a symbol of suffering and ultimate love. The centerpiece of the khachkar, the cross, is the eternal symbol of love, and it unites heaven and earth. The inanimate stone has spoken. To the early Christian community, these khachkars were like books with encoded messages which were easily deciphered by the people. Inasmuch as the khachkars provided this means of message transfer, they are the stone angels of Armadoxy. Yes, stone talks. And to continue, the next question is, do and can stone fly? Angels are messengers. Angels have no physical form. They are spiritual beings communicating love, hope, and faith from God to people. These stone angels transmit the divine message to the world, and so, yes, these stones can also fly. Often, like the khachkar, the messages are all around us, waiting to be discovered. Take time to listen, to read the writing, and see the glory of goodness that is communicating something very beautiful and unique to a hurting world. It is a call to sacrifice and a call to love. From St. Nerses Snorali's prayer, upholder of all creatures, protect by the sign of your cross my soul and body from the allure of sin, from the temptation of evil, from the unjust people, and from all dangers physical and spiritual. Have mercy on all your creatures and on me. Amen.
Apostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.